I'm going to trick people into having fun and writing copy. And that's my goal. It's my gift to the world.
This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Welcome back to Super Fast Business. I'm James Schramko. Today we are going to get into some psychological stuff, some things that business owners often struggle with, but are actually quite easy once you know how. And the best thing about today's discussion is that it will help you make more profit in your business. Absolutely certain of that. I've brought on a special guest, my good friend and comedian, as well as copywriter, Kevin Rogers.
Yucka, yucka, yucka.
I always like to mention the comedy. So you're still funny, you tell me.
Well, yeah, you know, but a lot of people don't understand that comedians aren't funny when they're not on stage. They're the most miserable people walking the planet. That's where the confusion comes in.
Now, is that somewhat like a business owner who might come to life in their sales copy, but the rest of the time they're busy running their business?
Yeah, I'd say that's a fair assessment. Or, you know, it's probably like a motivational speaker who, if you followed them around for a week, you'd realize that they're completely full of shit.
Okay, now, you've got a community called copychief.com, which is where business owners and copywriters come together. We've been working together in the background. I saw you launch that community. It was also a featured case study on the Sales Marketing Profit podcast. If you want to go and listen to how it came about, go and listen to that. Kevin, we've been friends for quite some time. We got introduced by the legendary copywriter John Carlton, of which you also have a podcast with him. So yep. You're known as a copywriter, but perhaps you'd just give our listener just a little bit more. I know I've had you on my show before, but you've been up to some new tricks and you've refined what you've been doing.
Yeah.
Let's see where you're up to these days.
Yeah, well, certainly the work we've done together has changed my business quite a bit. This whole year has been a real adventure for me. You know, a lot of people know my story of, you know, dropping out of high school to go on the road as a stand-up comedian, staying on the road for almost a decade, worked with a lot of now famous comics like Chris Rock and Louis C.K. and guys who are really top of their game. And I, through, you know, strange twists and turns, came into direct response copywriting. I'm very passionate about it. And, you know, my heroes when I was coming up were John Carlton and Gary Halbert and Clayton Makepeace and all these guys. And now I'm, you know, it's still sometimes amazed to get to call these people friends and peers. I was at a dinner just last month with John and Dan Kennedy, which, you know, if you know anything about Dan Kennedy, he doesn't do that very often. And said, John literally badgered him via fax, which is the only way you're allowed to communicate with Dan, to have this dinner with us. And that was really epic. But so this year, but you know, I was a copywriter, James, and that's great for the client you're working with at the time. And I had a decent, you know, group of people who followed my blog, and I was very passionate about writing to them when the mood would strike, but I had nothing like a marketing plan for my own sort of brand or business building. And that was like my mantra for a good 5 years straight was, all right, next year, every December, I'd say, all right, next year's the year. I got to get my own thing going, got to get my own thing going. And then somehow the next December would occur and I was saying the same thing. I got real tired of hearing myself say that. So this year, I decided to invest in mentors and coaches, and I did that, and it has been a real game changer. You hear all the time that, you know, you can't do it alone. You need a good mentor and you need a good coach, but there's a thing I call the mentee mindset, and it's the whole idea that, you know, half the value of investing in a mentor is what it does to you your own house cleaning and your own inventory checking when you become a mentee and you really buy into the process. And you know, you quickly start to go, wow, I've been lying to myself really bad because now I have to show up and answer this guy's questions. And I don't like them. I don't like the answers.
Plus, the other thing is that when you make an investment, you're actually investing in yourself. And the output you get from that investment will really need to exceed the investment for you to feel that it was worthwhile. So it really does create a benchmark for yourself that you need to exceed. And that's why I think you got direct results. And also, as someone who's used to charging customers for results with your copy, it's nice to put the shoe on the other foot and to round out the experience from a consumer point of view.
Yeah, you're right. No, that's a great point. And I'll tell you what, as a marketer, I've grown so much this year because now my money's on the line, right? When I'm creating sales funnels and I'm writing copy and I'm hiring staff and freelancers for the first time in my business. And man, it really does. I don't know that any copywriter should really be allowed to be a part of major launches unless they've, you know, created their own products. And, you know, I'd done, you know, maybe one a year, little offers and things, and those were always eye opening. But this year in particular, I realized all the things I didn't know. You know, you just can't be invested until you really put your skin in the game. That's been huge. So
I agree. There's two aspects to that I want to just touch on. One is I've never really understood why most copywriters go into that sort of solo, dark den, moody, working with one client at a time, cyclic work. And then the other bunch of people who can write copy are the business owners. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that a lot of the most successful business owners are quite skilled with their own copy. So it's like some of them have an employee type mindset, some of them have a business owner mindset, but they both have copywriting skills. And just on your second point about qualifications, I've often thought that about no 20-something-year-old should be able to publish a book on the success of life until they've had kids, had a marriage, traveled around a bit, because there's any number of young smartasses, you know, saying they've cracked the formula for life, but they know nothing in their 20s compared to 20 years down the track after a few kids and a little bit of life experience. There should be some kind of qualifier.
That's the truth. Yeah. Because really, how much could you have been through? I mean, unless it's relevant to what you're preaching, if you grew up an orphan and were abused and you know, survived that and am now on stable ground and you're 25, okay, right? But for the most part, if you're talking about best practices for living life to the fullest, and you've yet to, like you said, be married or have kids or deal with those challenges, man, you're discounted. Yeah, have your PR person make up a fake family for you if you want to be credentialized.
So you have focused a lot on your own business, and that fits in nicely with today's discussion, because what we're going to be talking about is really aimed at business owners, how they can incorporate some of the skills that copywriters possess and infuse that for their own business. And particularly, one of the techniques that you're quite big on, and you've even published a book around this, sort of leads into this idea of stories. And you've got a book about hooks. Why don't you tell us about that and how it sort of lends itself to storytelling and what a business owner can take from that?
Sure. Yeah, it's called the 60-Second Sales Hook. And it is derived from a joke formula that I used and that you'll see comedians using all the time in stand-up comedy. And what was interesting, James, is when I discovered this formula and I began to research it a little more, I came to see that this is the joke formula that comedians use when the stakes are their highest. And most commonly, you'll see it as the first joke on a national television set. So, you know, a comedian gets their first shot on Jimmy Fallon or some big late night TV show. They're going to be in front of a national audience. And of course, these things get YouTube to death anymore. So you get much more exposure beyond just that 1 5-minute shot. But I call it the persona joke formula, because the thing you want to accomplish as a comedian is obviously you want to get a laugh and you want to build trust with the audience that you're going to amuse them. But beyond that, from sort of a marketing standpoint, you want to establish a character that people can relate to and get behind. And that's where you get the big break to star in a sitcom or become a character actor on a sitcom. You know, anymore, to really make it as a comedian, you have to end up on TV in some role, a sitcom. You know, look at Ray Romano, even Louis C.K., guys who would have been considered a little too edgy back in the day have found their way onto television. And so the formula very simply goes like this. It's identity, struggle, discovery, and then surprise. That's the simple persona joke formula. Because, of course, at the end of every joke, we need a little twist, a surprise, and that's what makes us laugh. And so that's a very popular joke formula and very effective when the stakes are high. And then to make it into a marketing hook, what I call a sales hook, I could have called it the 60-second sales pitch or the 1-minute sales story or something like that. But I chose hook because, to me, you know, a hook is something that really hooks your customer into you or your offer and helps them remember you. So that's what this, you know, sales hook formula does. It's the same exact as the joke formula, except I changed the last part. For the marketing hook, it goes identity, struggle, discovery, and then result, because we don't want to have to come up with witty endings to our hooks. We want to be able to just say, here's what it did for me. James, you're famous for this. You're great for this. I mean, everything you do, you're framing in the result you achieved with it, right? You know, here's how I created $1 million a year business using this tactic, these things.
Yep.
And so identity, struggle, discovery, result. Really powerful, really simple. The book is fun. I'll tell you what's great about the book is it's 50 pages long. And it's interesting, James, this is a great lesson for anybody feeling like they, you know, have a little bit of perfectionist in them and they want to get past that. My two biggest anxieties about releasing this book were that it was going to be too short and people wouldn't take it seriously. And that it would, because I literally, it's a transcription of a presentation I gave. And I knew the material was good because people really love this presentation. And what's most important to me is they not only enjoy the material, but they go out and they use it immediately. It's so simple to write this hook using this four, you know, part formula. And then they implement it and they'll put it into a video or they'll write it on a lead page and they get results with it. I talked to a woman the other day who's a member of Copy Chief. And she used the sales hook and got 1,000% increase in opt-ins to her lead magnet. 1,000%.
So can you give me an example of how she would tell that story on her sales magnet? What's the, is it a video? Is it just words?
Yeah. So she used the video, mm-hmm. But you could use it as just words. And she was, I'll tell you the key element. Again, the formula is identity, struggle, discovery, result. It's that second part, that struggle, that makes all the difference in the world. Because when you let somebody know that you've faced the same problem that they're facing now and found a way to overcome it, now you have their attention, right? And that's what gives the sort of entrepreneur, the small business owner, a huge unfair advantage over, you know, big companies and corporations with $1 million ad budgets, is that those companies, anything that ever sees the light of day in an ad has to go through committees and managers and lawyers. And they're not going to share their struggle. And if they do, it's not going to seem sincere, right? But you, as an independent entrepreneur who gets to make your own decisions, you get to come out and look into a video camera or write even just an email or on your about page and say, guess what? You know, my name's Joe, and this was a big problem for me. I thought I was sunk because I couldn't get past this. And maybe you feel the same way right now, but here's what I discovered. You know, I discovered this thing, and you give it a little proprietary name, and then you say, and it resulted in me turning the problem into a huge opportunity. I now live comfortably. I live on my own terms. And if you'd like to discover what I discovered, I'll share it with you right now. Just enter your email below and it's yours. So simple, but so powerful.
Nice. Like a compressed hero's journey.
Exactly what it is. It's about four of the 16 parts of the hero's journey condensed. So I'll give you an example.
The mini monomyth.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So here is the here's mine as a, you know, as a sales consultant. So I say, hi, I'm Kevin Rogers. I spent years as a dead broke stand-up comedian until I discovered how a simple joke formula can be used as an irresistible sales hook and began teaching marketers how to use it to skyrocket sales and grow their businesses. Now I'm one of the most in-demand sales consultants online, earning more in 1 month than I once did in an entire year. You know, if you'd like to discover the simple joke formula and turn it into a sales hook, enter your email below. And that's it. I mean, that's probably about 25 seconds, right? And but every one of those elements is in there. And for me, dead broke stand-up comedian is all I needed to say, because you get a pretty distinct image from that. You could see that, all right, nobody wants to be that forever. And so plenty of struggle. Let's see what he did to end it. And yeah, it's really effective. So that's what the book is about.
And I imagine you could use this formula with your customers to form some kind of testimonial. I'm sort of imagining what a Kevin 60-second sales hook might look like if you were describing your transformation from independent copywriter to community subscription membership business owner, and what results you got from that. It could work just nicely and sit there on my sales page working for me. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely right. Yeah, it's a great point, James, that sometimes people say, well, this doesn't apply to me in my business. I would always challenge people beyond that. But even if you feel like there's no way I'm sharing my story, I'm too private, then use the same formula to tell the story of your customers, your best customers, and what kind of results they got. And you're exactly right. What you brought me through with Copy Chief lends perfectly, because I had a very relatable struggle. And as you can attest, James, if it had not been for your very diligent and hands-on guidance, there's no way we'd be talking about what I've been able to achieve this year. I owe it all to you and the fact that you refused to let me off the hook and let me blow it off like I've done with other stuff in the past.
So that would be the discovery, would be the system or the program that turned it all around, that broke the cycle of December after December after December. And then the result would probably even surprise yourself. You could still build in a surprise result, I suppose. You could blend the comedy with the fact.
Yeah. Yeah, you totally could. You know, the first three parts being the same, what's interesting is you can sort of linger on any one of those parts. The identity is the one you want to get through immediately, but the struggle, for instance, you could have a lot of fun with as a comedian. You could, you know, add some jokes in there and be self-deprecating. And, you know, I could talk about how I was so tired of my own lies year after year. It's like I wasn't talking to myself anymore. You know, it was like a bad relationship going on in my head or something. And you were like the marriage counselor who came in and brought us together, you know. So there's lots of ways you could have fun with it.
Yeah, I remember I saw a presentation from a guy who got his test result from school, and it was like his leaving certificate. And he goes, I got 85, and I thought that was pretty good until I realized it was out of 500. So he was wasn't the brightest student, but he did go on to be perhaps the most successful real estate agent in Australia. So I still remember that, and I must have seen that presentation 20 years ago.
Mm.
Okay, so I want to move on to the next topic, and that is
right.
We've got this great formula. It works if you use it for yourself. It works if you use customer use studies and you can demonstrate the results your program gets. So if you're a business owner or your service, if you're a carpet cleaner or a tradesperson, you could use the same stories from, I guess you call them before and afters, is the simple way to explain this. But what about when we're the business owner? We're sitting there with a pen and a paper
mm-hmm.
and we're having trouble just getting warmed up to this. How do you get into that flow?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, there's nothing worse than, you know, saying, okay, today's the day I write copy, and you sit there, you open up a blank page of notebook, or you open up a Word doc and you just stare at that blinking cursor. It's torture. And then people love to say, I have writer's block, and, you know, or all these things. And it really comes down to this. If you don't know what to write, it just means that you haven't done enough research, or that you've just got it built up way too big in your head to know where to begin. And that's where a little formula or a template, something like the 60-second sales hook, really relieves the pressure, because you go, okay, well, here are the four parts. Let me just fill these out to get started, to get the blood flowing. And you do that. Or I have another training I give that I call the Question Authority Sales Letter Starter. And it's just a series of questions that you sort of pretend you're being interviewed and fill out these questions, or you could do it with audio, or you could even have a friend, someone you have good chemistry with, ask you these questions, just hand them the sheet. And if you just speak sincerely about what you know is great about your product, you know, a lot of the stories you want to tell and, you know, benefits of the product you want to get across will come out naturally in that conversation. You know, it's amazing how we're sometimes so great selling our service or a product one-on-one. Like, you could meet somebody at a party who happens to be the perfect, what we call the customer avatar for your product, right? And let's say they have, like, I don't know, some health condition, like TMJ, where your jaw clicks, you know? And they're like, oh, God, I've tried everything. And you have a natural solution, and it's the perfect thing. You would have this impassioned discussion about, oh no, I can really help you. Trust me, I've been through this. I had what you had, and here's what it is. And oh my God, they wouldn't be able to wait to get their hands on it, right? But then you sit down to write copy and you go, where is all that now? Because that person's not standing in front of you and you're not feeling that chemistry. And so a thing like the Question Authority, it just brings it out of you naturally. And it's all about, to me, it's all about getting that first draft out. You know, most of the times, especially a business owner looking to write their own copy, they have everything they need to sell the product already in their heads, ready to go. It's just, how do we get it out of their head and onto the page and formatted to look something like a sales letter? And that's one great way to do it. Just answer a series of questions.
Obviously, I'm super curious about what these questions are, but I totally concur with you about the repurposing of conversations. I mean, you've created a book from it. I create untold number of blog posts, which are derived from transcriptions of my paid masterminds inside Superfast membership. We take extracts and publish them. We create infographics from them.
Mm-hmm.
I actually record interviews that I do on other people's podcasts. So here's an example. If you were recording your side of this conversation, you could then give that transcription to someone in your team or send it off to rev.com and pay a dollar a minute to have your side transcribed and break that into bullets or copy, or you'd have another whole book. Be like the 60-second sales hook part two. And you could have, you know, how to get started, how to use it for customers, all the things we've talked about. Another thing that I'm super curious about is your use of TMJ and clicky jaw. I've never heard of that condition. Why such an obscure reference?
I don't know why that popped into my head, to be honest with you. I wanted to find something that didn't sound tragic and, you know, is common enough to where if you met somebody else who had it, you would bond instantly. And I have a former, you know, coaching student who has that product, and I've helped him write his copy around it. So that's, I don't know, it just popped into my head right now.
Very cool. Okay, so the questions. What sort of questions are you going to be asking yourself or having someone ask you to get the gold?
Yeah, so they're really just, they're strategically made to be fun and easy to answer, at least in the beginning. So it starts out, you know, what do you do for fun? Almost like a dating profile questions, right? Like, you know, who are you? Where did you grow up? What are you passionate about? What is the first thing you think of that gets you leaping out of bed in the morning? What makes you angry? Because these are all things that you might not put directly into the copy, but it's really important to remind yourself what drives you, right? This is the kind of thing when we spend so much time focused on creating a product and thinking about the sales funnel and picking out book covers and titling stuff that we forget why we created it. Like, what's at the heart of this thing? What's really the message? And who are we trying to help with this? And so it starts out all about you. And I tell people, when you fill out this worksheet, consider it an indulgence, right? Because the people closest to you, you know, they're tired of hearing this stuff, right? Because they've been with you through your journey of passion to get where you are now. And so you feel like, you know, they're almost subconsciously teaching you to stop telling these stories, right? And so you know, a lot of times this can be a lonely gig, this entrepreneur thing. We're all sitting in our offices all day long and, you know, we're on Skype and we're on Facebook and we're in Gmail, but it's not like having a real conversation with another human. And that's when we get re-inspired. So these questions are meant to, you know, reinvigorate that part of you, that, you know, starting at the beginning of why does this even exist? What gives you the audacity to think that you needed to create this thing? And when you start with that, it's really effective. And so, you know, things like, if you could snap your fingers and remove one chore from your life, what would it be? Well, chances are that's the same chore that your best prospect would love to snap their fingers and get rid of. Talk about what, you know, you sort of the, again, the, I call this your personal resume. You know, what do you do best? What, name a skill that comes to you naturally. Now name a skill that you've worked hard to develop. And now name a skill that you'll be mastering until the day you die. Again, your best prospect probably could answer similarly to how you answer those questions. And then I get into the heart of, you know, the sort of the bones of an ad. What have you created for me here? You hear tones of Carlton right there, right? You know, that I taught John's simple writing system. John has a famous four-step formula. You know, here's who I am. Here's what I've got for you. Here's why it's important in your life. And here's what I want you to do next. Sort of a similar but different thing. But describe for me your product or service. Describe what it does. You know, I teach people how to write simple bullets. Bullets are the key to copywriting. That's sort of the next step, is like, if you know how to write a decent feature benefit bullet, you can write your entire ad top to bottom in bullets and then turn those bullets into a conversation that feels natural and really becomes a sales letter that sings.
Yeah, that's a good tip. And I often think about courses like that can be overwhelming for a business owner, which has really led to the refined thinking that we've observed. I have the simple writing system. I've promoted it. Every client who's got it has had a tremendous result from it, as long as they do the work and go through it, because it's a great system. I think a lot of typical business owners are thinking that that's a big task to do, to sit down and go through a training. And that's where I think simple formulas like the ones you're talking about that you can get started with right now, even just listening to this podcast, you've already got a couple of formulas, at least one very, very simple one: identity, struggle, discovery, results. And then the second part is to use an interview question style to extract that information from you or your best prospects. This has been very practical. And that's why I think communities like yours, where you're no doubt discussing these things, are very helpful. And I did an example of this. I was speaking to my brother-in-law, Manu. He's the yoga instructor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling him what I tell most people. And he's saying, oh, I've got to launch a master training course for my studio. He's very busy. If you can imagine, he's driving between two studios. He's in hot demand. He's an authentic Indian yoga teacher who grew up with this in India. And he's trying to run the business with his wife, my sister, and also, you know, he's got to sit down and write sales copy to sell the next training. I said, you just need to get into Kevin's community.
Right.
Post your questions and get help from people who know a lot about this stuff. And sure enough, he goes in there and posts the questions. And this sales page starts literally writing itself. And he's the subject matter expert. That's what I like about this hybrid. He's the guy that knows the answers to the questions, but he doesn't necessarily know the questions to ask himself, and he doesn't necessarily know how to format it. But with just a little bit of coming together of the right questions, the right people, but with his expertise, he can still be hands-on but hands-off at the same time.
Right. Now, that's a great point. And, you know, that's the thing is, like, even coming into Copy Chief, the other great thing is that you could, you know, vet quality copywriters. They're freelancers, right? And, you know, who are the people that stepped up and helped you and seemed to understand your market best? Maybe you could hire that person. But without the advantage of getting to know somebody a little bit, it'd be a really stressful thing. You'd have so many mental barriers in front of the idea of hiring a copywriter. You know, it's interesting when I survey my list and ask them, if you've ever thought about hiring a freelance copywriter but didn't, why is that? And certainly some of them will say it seems too expensive or I can't afford it right now. But a majority of people will say, I don't trust them to represent me or my product or get my voice right. Right. And so you take a guy like Manu, who, you know, is this expert, known expert, trusted expert, for him to, you know, try to get, you know, a needle in a haystack, find the perfect copywriter who's going to understand him and his process. And, you know, what are they going to do? Like, go to where he lives and attend his classes for a month and do all these things and, like, really get to understand? It wouldn't be practical, right? So chances are you're never going to make that leap of faith to hire a copywriter unless you can come into a community and look around and see who are the writers in there who resonate, who might know about your subject, who offer you good help when you're asking questions about your copy and how to create stuff. And suddenly now you're off to the races, because there's a relationship there. There's a level of trust before you've ever even talked about working together. That's another thing I love about the community.
Well, on top of that, it's self-funded. If he implements step one, it can pay for step two out of pure profits from the warm-up lap, so to speak. You know, you've got the engine running, right. Everything's, you know, bedded in, you're ready to let rip, and now you know what you're dealing with, and you've made a profit from the first implementation. So I think it's a really useful application that's been created that didn't exist before. Certainly there were free environments, but there's a lot of issues with them. Crowd control being one of them, and no qualification at all, no moderation or curation. You know, when people are invested in themselves, they're putting more focus on it. I am also interested, what sort of things do you think we'll be talking about at Superfast Business Live? You're flying over to come surfing with me and speak at this event. What do you think we'll be sharing with the audience?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to give some of these formulas and, you know, just again, the give people the framework to write their own copy, get past this fear, this resistance, this idea that they're not qualified or that it's too hard, really going to give them formulas, templates, ideas for getting over those hurdles so that they can actually, my goal every time I hit a stage, James, is to trick people into doing fun exercises that when they're done, they go, oh crap, I just wrote copy.
Cool.
You know, I'm going to trick people into having fun and writing copy. And that's my goal. It's my gift to the world.
Okay. So the result will be you come along to the event, and by the time you leave Kevin's session, you will have some of your own copy that's ready to go and implement in your business. That should get you a return on your investment for not only Kevin's session, but probably the event itself. And that's just one segment. I'm very excited about that. And I also am very grateful that you will fly over and share with us your best stuff. So let's just talk about an action step that we could take to justify the time investment listening to this podcast. We've been going for a little over half an hour. Just to recap, Kevin was a broke comedian. He found copywriting, got the formulas down, was able to apply it for himself and for clients. He's now transformed himself from freelancer to business owner. He's helping a lot more people than just one at a time. Instead of onesies, he's now helping hundreds of people at the same time and helping them help themselves. And the formula that we looked at today was the 60-second sales hook, which is identity, struggle, discovery, result. So the action step I would suggest is to go and look at your current best performing opt-in or sales message and see if you can refine it using that formula. What do you think about that, Kevin?
I love it. I love it. And I've had hundreds of people do just that and write to me love letters about the results. So I'd be thrilled for everybody to do that.
Well, if you want to write Kevin a love letter, please post in the comments section on superfastbusiness.com where this podcast has been broadcast. And if you want to tell Kevin what result you got, if you'd like to ask a question, please post there. I do suggest you join Copy Chief if you want to get deeper into this, and you should as a business owner. And also, if you happen to be in a situation like Kevin was, where you are a master at your game but looking to grow a business from it, then you might want to talk to me about how I can help you do that as well. So, Kevin, look forward to catching up at Superfast Business Live. Thank you so much for sharing your ideas, and I look forward to continuing this discussion. It's been about 3 years since we podcast on this show last time, and it's great to see you continuing going from strength to strength.
Thank you, James, and thank you for all your help this year. I'm a proud member of Silver Circle and will continue to be, undoubtedly. Thanks, buddy.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.